Australian English. When Paco enters Sydney Opera House, he meets an Australian who is offering tourists a guided tour through the magnificent building. Paco accepts and tells him they would first go to the concert hall. On their way through the corridors, Paco asks the man, "Why is your English so different from British English?" The man answered, "Australian English began diverging from British English shortly after the foundation of the Australian penal colony of New South Wales in 1788. British convicts who had been sent there, including Cockneys from London, came mostly from large English cities. They were joined by free settlers, military personnel, and administrators, often with their families. However, a large part of the convict body were Irish, with at least 25% directly from Ireland, and others indirectly via Britain. There were other populations of convicts from non-English-speaking areas of Britain, such as the Welsh and Scots. English was not spoken, or was poorly spoken, by a large part of the convict population, and the dominant English input was that of Cockney from southeast England. In 1827, Peter Cunningham, in his book 2 Years in New South Wales, reported that native-born white Australians of the time, known as currency lads and lasses, spoke with a distinctive accent and vocabulary with a strong Cockney influence. The transportation of convicts to Australia ended in 1868, but immigration of free settlers from Britain, Ireland and elsewhere continued. The first of the Australian gold rushes in the 1850s began a much larger wave of immigration, which would significantly influence the language. During the 1850s, when the UK was under economic hardship, about 2% of its population emigrated to the colony of New South Wales and the colony of Victoria. Among the changes wrought by the gold rushes was Americanisation of the language. The introduction of words, spellings, terms, and usages from North American English. The words imported included some later considered to be typically Australian, such as dirt and digger. Bonza, which was once a common Australian slang word, meant great, superb, or beautiful, is thought to have been a corruption of the American mining term bonanza, which means a rich vein of gold or silver, and in itself a loan word from Spanish. The influx of American military personnel in World War II brought further American influence, though most words were short-lived, and only OK, you guys and G have persisted. When they entered the concert hall, Paco was astonished not only because of the great view of the room, but also because he couldn't believe Australia had been a penal colony where convicts from the United Kingdom had been sent from 1788 to 1868.